Thank you for calling us, a conservative. My name is Joe. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Paulette Evans, and I have an appointment for yesterday, and no one had show up, and no one had called.
All right, I'm sorry about that. All right, let's see. What is the telephone number? What is the telephone number?
404-468-4407.
All right, thank you for that. Give me one moment. Verify the name and the address.
6396 Fuller Fox Court, Riverdale, Georgia, 30296.
All right, and what name is this order in?
Excuse me, sir?
What name is the order in?
Paulette Evans.
All right, thank you for that. All right, thank you for that, ma'am. Now, ma'am, now you do understand that you have to pay the non-cover charges, right?
Sir, whatever the technician told me about, they need to make a drainage for something. That is something different from what's going on, because I'm not gonna be doing that drainage, because I've never had a drainage, a leak up there before this, and I'm not gonna add anything extra. I just need my AC to get fixed.
Okay, ma'am, you have to
and
pay.
I spoke,
you have
sir,
to pay
I
the.
Spoke to them.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Go
ahead.
I spoke to Troy's home, and when the technician came there, the technician had told me that there is additional, they need to make a drainage for the water to drain or whatever. Sir, my unit been working for 15 years. I've been living there. It's a new house. And whenever my AC goes out, I've never asked to have a leak. And whatever they got to do to fix my AC that it works the way it used to work before, from 15 years ago, except up to do something additional, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, ma'am, are you aware of the non-cover charge that they're asking you to pay, ma'am?
Yes, sir. The technician had explained to me, and actually, whatever is non-covered is not what affecting my AC unit from working, sir.
Okay, but ma'am, now you have to pay $500, ma'am, before they can come out.
Sir, whatever is not covered, they explained it to me, sir, and that's not what stopped my AC from working. It's something additional they're gonna put there, and I'm not gonna do that. The AC was working, and it just stopped working, and that drain is what they said they're gonna do. It's covered because if I have a leak, they need to come out and fix the leak. That's what I want. The leak in the where the and whatever leaking out. That's what they need to come and fix. I already spoke with the warranty company, sir. And the extended thing that they're gonna put to drainage or whatever, I don't want that to be done. The leak they need to come out and fix. Whatever is leaking there, they need the other to the harder report, so they need to come and do that. The additional leak, whatever to drain the what leak, what to drain the water out, I don't want them you guys to do that. But whatever it is, the parts that they're harder to fix, I don't know the name of it, so I can't say it.
Okay, now again, ma'am.
Whatever they covered, I need that to be fixed.
Yes, ma'am. Now, again, I won't be able to get it scheduled until the non-cover charges are paid, ma'am.
That's not included in the leaking, sir. It's something different that they are going to do. And is the AC not working? It has nothing to do with whatever the additional stuff they're going to have on there. They whatever the warranty company covered, that's what I need to be fixed. Fix my AC so it starts working again.
Well, ma'am, I understand that, but the non-cover charges have to be paid first.
Sir, the non-cover charges is something different, sir, what I don't want you to fix.
Let me see here. Ma'am, this has to do with your HVAC, which has something to do with your air conditioner. That non-cover charge, ma'am, has to be paid first before
so,
they...
Sir, can you explain to me what is a non-cover charge and what you're going to do?
I sure will, ma'am. The non-cover charges are charges that your warranty company is not going to cover. So, for the line set, it would be $325. And for the drain modification is $175 for a total of $500. Warranty cover?
I heard the money, but I don't heard what it is for.
It's for the drain... It's for the drain modifications, and it's for the hold on one moment, ma'am.
This is what
it's
drain modification. What's the name of the drain modification? About drain modification up there, I don't want to modify nothing. Yeah, they don't drain modification. I don't want it. My unit been working so perfect before they modify stuff. I don't need no modification. My unit was working perfectly. You just have a leak in the where the thing go leaking out this whatever and in the dump or whatever it is. And that's what I need to fix. This damn drain modification. I'm not saying to do that.
Hold on one moment.
Yeah, but it's not different sitting up there. That's what needed, yeah. How them do it? Exactly. No, I'm kidding.
Give me one moment. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Now, ma'am, again, ma'am, you're going to have to pay the $500, ma'am, before you can get an appointment.
So I have to pay the $500, sir, for drain modification.
Yes, for drain modification. It's for drain modification, and it's for a line set. The line set is $325. The drain modification is $500, and that's $175 for a total of $500.
You use your line what, sir? A line fit?
I'm sorry.
Drain modification, and the next thing is what? Line what?
It says line set. Line set.
Uh-huh. And what that does? What that does to my unit? What that drain modification?
Ma'am, I don't know, ma'am. I have no idea. I'm not a technician, so I wouldn't know. I do apologize. I don't know.
So that means I need to talk to a technician, because I am telling you what the technician told me.
Well, ma'am, I can get you transferred over to my supervisor if you like, ma'am, and they can explain it to you.
Right. Okay, sir.
Hold on one moment. Now, you said you were scheduled for yesterday. Is that correct?
Yes, and I got a no-call, no-show to see how professional you guys are.
Okay, hold on one moment. Let me put notes on here. yesterday was the 15th.
I don't like, I gotta switch them. I don't like them people. I don't like this company. They're unprofessional.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry you feel that way. Okay. All right, give me one moment and I'm gonna get you transferred over. Now, if there's anything else I can do for you before I get you transferred over?
No, sir. You don't know. You can't help me.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Circuit Services and hold for the supervisor, ma'am. Bye-bye.